somebody caused that fire. If there had been people in that building, God knows what would have happened, but thankfully not. But the fact is that this building, many, many occasions, we've had to contact the owners and contact council to get the owners to secure this. And only of last week they came and secured it with a bit of wood. Wood is not strong enough to keep young people out of this. This is a huge complex, an old mill, and which is a fire hazard. It needs to be either demolished or properly secured up with bricks and mortar. We have seen plans for that building by a company several years ago, and nothing has came to fruition. I've been in contact with the police as well, and they are going to push this for the same thing, and the council this morning to get on to get this building either secured, get the owners to secure it, or tumble it.
And this isn't the first time that there have been problems with that particular building?
It's not. This has been going on now for years, and it is a fire hazard and a death trap waiting to happen within Subban Town Centre.
Thankfully, no injuries last night. Your fear is that the next time there could be?
That is the biggest fear now. And now it's this morning I'll be on the council here to get this and get the owners now. We need this building either demolished or properly secured, not just with a piece of wood and boards. This either bricked up or concreted up in one way or the other, because it's an eyesore and it's a death trap waiting to happen.